I'm Mark.
And I'm Teresa. Come hang out with us today.
On my Fix It Up Life.
Curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Welcome to my Fix It Up Life Live.
Hi guys, I'm Teresa.
And I am Mark, and today we are hanging out with antiques matchmaker Kari Cuxey, who is joining us from the world's most vintaged out room that I think I've ever seen.
Hi, Kari. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
We're doing great. It's so good to see you and to see you like in this gorgeous space. Is this your home?
No, this is my studio. This is my loft studio at my warehouse.
I love it. What is that? You have curtains back there. And then is that like a wagon wheel or something behind it?
That's a spinning wheel from my great-great-grandparents. So it's
wow.
Like the art cloth in the 50s with the primitive spinning wheel. So it's like this awesome juxtaposition. So
you can totally do the whole, is it Rapunzel that does the spinning wheel and pricks her finger?
Yes, I could. I need to hang it from the ceiling. I think it would have a better effect. So.
Well, that ceiling's awesome in there. It's huge.
Thank you. It's a fun space. We just did a party up here last weekend, so it's nice and clean right now. Or it's like, you know, it's kind of echoing because there's not as much stuff up here. So.
Beautiful.
Or well, as many people probably, too.
Yeah.
Is anyone left sleeping under that counter over there?
No.
Jimmy, get out of here.
Yeah, what are you still doing here?
The party ended last week, guys. Come on.
Now, we have seen you, Kari Cuxey, on HGTV and yeah, all over the place. But where we have not seen you is actually when we were right next to each other, probably at Brimfield.
Oh.
Did you go to Brimfield this year?
I didn't. I was launching a product, so I couldn't be there. I love Brimfield, though. The place is great, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I saw a tweet gorgeous that you were there.
This was last year. Was it a year?
Probably a doppelganger.
Holy. Yeah. I'm lost in the Matrix. Someone get the wire out of my neck.
I think that it was her doppelganger. Or somebody dressed up like you, trying to get some really good deals. I think so.
Maybe. I know I missed out. It's always a good time at Brimfield.
Well, you do estate sales.
Yes.
And you're traveling around and you do Brimfield and other flea market shows where you have gorgeous things that you sell.
Thank you.
And I hear you have a new paint line, too, coming out.
I do. It's only about 6 weeks old. Brand new baby. It's a water-based paint and primer in one line. And then, of course, stain line as well. Look, I have it right here for you. This is
so vintagey.
It's very beautiful.
I wanted to go with like an apothecary type look. I have some fun colors here. Of course, orange is my favorite color, so I have to showcase that. And I just put it in the mason jars to really showcase, you know, what it looks like. But paint and stain, really fun. I just launched this. That's why I wasn't at Brimfield. I was having this baby.
Well, that's a really big baby to have. So I hope that you've recuperated and that everything's good. So where can people find out about your paints and what website do they go to?
Right now it's on repurposeshop.com.
Okay.
It's www.repurposeshop.com. It's on my website. And the stains are actually being added on there right as I speak. So
really?
That's awesome.
It's a fresh, brand new product that we launched, but it's taken off and we sold out of a couple of colors really, really quickly. So it's been fun.
Well,
I want to know, is the paint and stain, are they formulated for older things? Is there a special, like, are they specially designed for a specific kind of material?
They are formulated for anyone who wants to be a DIYer. They're both water-based. So if you're using a stain, that's it. You know, I got a lot of flack for painting antiques when the show started. You know, we'd get emails and phone calls like, she's ruining antiques, she's painting them. But what they didn't realize is that I use a lot of tinted stains. So I was sending everybody out to buy you know, other products. This is how you create this look and this is how you do it. So it just made sense to come up with my own line. So it's water-based, so it's very forgiving, really easy to use. But when you use a stain, that's if you, I'm sure you guys know this, but for the audience, use a stain when you want to keep the integrity of the wood grain. So you have something that's quarter sawn oak, which would be an absolute sin to paint, or maple. Yes, see, you're gasping. Exactly. So this gives you an option so you can really modernize that piece and give it a pop of color. And then, of course, the paints are all water-based, paint and primer in one. Super forgiving, really easy to use, great coverage, cleans up easy because it's water-based. And again, anyone can be a DIYer with these products. And it just gives you a different outlook looking at pieces, as you know, especially if you're out there junking and flea marketing and you're like, oh, I could totally transform this piece. So I really wanted to come up with a fun, easy to use line. And I believe I have.
Wow. Okay, that is awesome.
I'm not going to ask you which is your favorite, but I'm going to ask you which is the last one you used.
The last color?
Yes.
Turquoise. Just painted it. Turquoise is what has been the hot color this summer. We sold out of it. We launched at the Country Living Fair in Rhinebeck, New York in early June, and we sold out of it during the show. So that's really been a hot color this summer, and we just painted a really cool cabinet down in the workshop, a turquoise. So that's been the hot color.
So cool. You're the only one, I think, that we've ever met whose baby is 1 quart and 2 gallons heavy. Yeah, it's about a foot high.
Yeah. Oh, man. Right now, we're in this stage.
We're looking forward to getting out of mason jars.
Yes.
And into actual cans you can ship legally across state lines.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Holy smokes.
Hilarious. Okay, so we have to know, Kari's tips for going out to flea markets. What's your strategy? Like, what are the top things that somebody needs to know what to do when they go out?
Well, sometimes it's hard for people to compartmentalize and really focus at these markets because, as you know, there's so much there. So what I recommend to people, if they have a certain space they're trying to, you know, design or decorate, to have a little list of what you're looking for, have your measurements, take a picture of the space, because we forget, you know, sometimes not everybody has this vision. Me, I can spot something and I can figure out exactly where I want to put it, but have those tools with you so you know what you're looking for. Bring your measuring tape. Or you can use your checkbook. Your checkbook is 6 inches, which is always nice. That's, if you ever forget that you know, who writes checks though? That's kind of a weird
dollar bill too thing. Is about the same. Yeah.
Thank you. But really have an idea of what you're looking for. If you're one of those people, you know, so many times people are like, I get ADD. I go and I shop. There's so much to look for. Try to focus in. Okay. Let's say you're just looking for a dining table. Only hone in on the dining tables. And to have that vision of, you know, what can I do with this piece? This, you know, how, just to keep your mind open, rather, when you're looking at pieces that don't just, and to dig. You have to dig at these markets, too, because there's so much hidden. And shop on the last day, because dealers do not want to pack that stuff up. That is the best time to go and make a deal.
Wow. Those are really good tips. I know it was our first time going to Brimfield this last spring.
Oh, it went.
We actually went a year ago, but we didn't go. So we went back this spring so we could tweet about it in real time.
Oh, my goodness. You're never going to let that go.
No, I'm not letting that go. Are you kidding me?
I think he's the one that tweeted that you were there. I think it was him. But I know when we went there, they have everything. Like you said,
airplane parts and glasses.
And like having sort of that. What is the, I'm sure there's an action movie where you have like, you're only looking for one thing, like the heat signature kind of thing.
Sure, yeah.
What is the movie? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, like Terminator. Where all the data's coming up.
And you're like, no, beep, 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 and then zone in on it. That is a really good strategy.
It is. Otherwise, you will become so overwhelmed. Your brain, you're just like, I'm tired. My brain hurts from all of the things that I'm looking at. But if you have a focus, you know, me, I like to just meander and look at everything and get ideas. And then I'm like, oh, I need that. It's kind of like an estate sale and folks come in and I'll say, it's all the things you never knew you couldn't live without. You know, or somebody will leave and I'm like, okay, you didn't find something that you couldn't live without this time. We'll see you at the next one. So have a bit looking for.
I have a 2-part question about estate sales.
Okay.
One is awesome and one's the dark side.
All right. So let's start with the dark side first.
Let's start with the dark side.
Okay.
estate sales you've been to that you've run, that whatever. Have you ever been involved with one in any way that's literally been just a treasureless junkyard? You go in there and there's like nothing.
Come on, you're talking to Kari Cuxy.
Yes.
All right. I will always find a treasure no matter what. I mean, there have been so many times people are like, there's nothing here. This is all junk. Really? Really? It's not. I always find something. So I haven't. I've always found, I'm like one of those glass half full type people anyway. So I'll always find something and come up with something. You know, I always say that there's a there is a collector for everything. You just have to find that person. And it only takes one person to buy that crazy object. So,
wow. But it takes you to identify it.
It does. I mean, not just me. Everybody has that some sort of vision. I remember I had one of my girlfriends come help me in the estate sale. She'd never really, you know, helped me set up and didn't really know the process. So she came to help me and she picked up this crazy like parrot mobile wind chime thing. And she said, nobody's going to buy that. Come on. This is crazy. This is crazy. You know, it was like a third or fourth item that went out the door. So it just, you know, it really is just one of those things that there are treasures no matter, somebody will love it somewhere down the line. So I've never had a home where there just wasn't one thing that wasn't cool.
Wow. Okay. Well, good.
Okay. Now is your happy question.
Part two, have you ever found the Declaration of Independence or, you know, Starry Night or some literally hidden shoebox full of money, whatever. I'm making all that up, of course, but.
Oh yeah. There's always a hidden treasure in these homes. You know, a lot of times people who have gone through the Depression, people who have come from overseas, they hide things away, you know? So it's absolutely found hidden items. And family members were like, oh my gosh, I never knew that, you know, such and such had this piece. This is crazy. Or we'll find like a loaded gun stashed away into a pantry. So you really have to touch everything. And, you know, conducting this business, you have to do it with grace because you're going through somebody's home, their life, everything that they collected. So you really have to conduct it with grace. But boy, does it make you look at life in just a different way when you're going through these homes with all of this stuff. But there's always some sort of hidden treasure, not in every home, but in a lot of homes where there's great treasures. Like, oh my gosh, do you have any idea what this is worth? You know, so it's always an adventure for sure.
Wow. I should just point out, we are armed to the teeth off camera over here.
No, we're not.
So we've got everything from spears to machine guns.
No.
Just if you ever come over, you need some like licenses and Kevlar.
No, not really, not at all. That's like your fantasy world, probably.
Every guy wants to have the SWAT team van and all that stuff.
Oh my
God. Most every guy that I, at least our son who's 5 would like that.
He's
you know, with rubber bullets and stuff.
Rubber bullets?
Like, well, you gotta shoot something.
He's like in a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yeah.
That's absolutely crazy. If you find something that has rubber bullets.
Can you, out of all the millions and bajillions of things that you have found and touched and rescued and brought to new owners, do you know if there's one thing that was ever the oldest? You know, one certain super antique like the Magna Carta or... What am I, document man today? That's all I can think of. That's
all you
old.
Can think of is documents.
Let me think. This is a hard question. I have gone through so many different estates. I mean, there's been so many different things that have been super old and really interesting. Gosh, that's a hard question. I mean, there's always been really interesting. You're talking about documents. So old books. And, you know, Indian artifacts and things like that. So, again, here lies the question where people, that's why everybody loves the Antiques Roadshow, because you don't know what something's value is, or is it really old? We can be tricked. You know, even experts have been tricked into thinking like, wow, this is a really old piece. But there's been many things like that. I'm trying to think of one that absolutely sticks out to be this amazing, super old piece. I have to think about that one, you guys.
Okay. Well, you can get back to us or you can post it on from that time you were at Brimfield. You can retweet that.
Yeah. Yes. Mark knows your doppelganger really well. Well,
you have to follow Kari Cuxy. Go
like
to repurposeshop.com. follow us at follow us. Follow us to follow her at Kari Cuxie. And thanks for hanging out with us. Keep your design and DIY inspired while you're on the move with more of my Fix It Up Life tips and ideas on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus.
Yes.
And make sure to check out the next My Fix It Up Life Live.
Thanks, Kari.
Bye. Thanks for having me.